Shit. Dude, is the SD card in? We sure?
Yeah.
All right, well, let's give the people what we have been doing for the past month. What have we done in the past month?
We've been gone for a month. Are we in? Are we recording?
Dude, we are live.
Welcome to season two. Welcome to season two of the
Season
Peaked
two of the
Podcast.
Peaked Podcast. We are here.
I thought this was done. Did you?
No.
You didn't think it was done?
No, I knew
You've
it
been
wasn't
thinking
done.
it was done every week since
Can I
we
be
started.
honest and say that it honest, like genuinely, I don't feel like it's been that long.
It feels like a million years to me.
Because I've been actually putting out solo
Literally,
episodes.
I've been so done with even the idea of redoing. I'm excited to be back.
You seem
But
it.
the second I turned on the recorder and it said set date and time, I was like, you know what? It's done. It's done. This thing's broken.
Even the
It's
recorder's
busted.
like, you know what, you weren't a thing
It's been too
anymore.
long. We forgot you guys exist.
Oh gosh. Did you hear what I said?
What?
I said that I've been putting out solo episodes.
I thought about doing one, especially last week when you found something better to do. We
That
really
is
have.
bullshit.
Every week we've planned to do it, and it's not even like we've given each other an excuse. We just stop texting about it and then never talking again.
And both of us are like cool with it.
And then we hang out other times besides that. Don't talk about it. Don't talk about, hey, how come you never showed up? Or, hey, how come you never texted back? And then the next Thursday or whatever we try to do it, we're like, hey, pod today? Yeah. And then we'll see each other again like a week later. Be like, hey, what's going on, man?
Talk like nothing ever happened. Oh, man. Wow, dude, welcome back to the Peaked Podcast. It feels good to say that. What episode are we even on? Is this 35? I want to say it's
36.
36. We always go through this. Well, we have had
it's
a
fun.
month.
It's a fun bit.
We've had a month.
You know how annoying that probably actually is, though, for people to be like,
these guys
fucking
just don't
figure
know.
Out the episode before. It's not content to not know what your podcast is. Just
it's
figure
clickbait.
It out
it's
before
clickbait.
You come on.
It is clickbait
and stop
to
acting
not
like it's
know.
A personality trait to be like, oh my gosh, what episode are we even doing right now? Where are we even at? Who are we even? Five ever.
Five ever.
You caught me off guard with that.
Oh, you like that one.
Shane,
what did I say?
Shane hit me with, we haven't done this in five ever. I don't even remember when anybody ever
And your
used
8 year old peppy girl
oh, I'm
came
sorry,
out.
This is 35. I thought
Fucking
this was
right, dude. I knew I was right. I've always been right.
Anchor's gone.
Hi. How
Anchor's
are you?
Anchor's long gone.
Are they really?
I'm pretty sure. I got like two notifications of like, because I think like,
hey, you still
to,
there?
You're supposed to post something like every week.
Yeah.
And I was like, I mean, I didn't say anything. They're not. It's a robot for one. It's not like a guy sitting me up like, hey, the peak podcast is my contract. I have to figure it out. But yeah, I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure. If you heard an anchor ad before this podcast, it's a miracle.
Wait, is the so I just have a kind of I don't know why I didn't ask this at first, but is Anchor the like US the fucking battery company too? Is that a different company?
I have no idea.
Dude, maybe I do support them.
You think we're in deeper than we might be? You think Anchor's got money to sue us?
They start sending
I also
us.
I think they can. We could really get sued for using music. Like
stop
recorded files.
You understand, like, if we get caught now, we have nothing to stand on.
This will get played in court. Here, you literally say it that you knew you were breaking the law.
No, we didn't. We didn't.
In the beginning of the podcast, I said, no, and I mean, when we first started doing the podcast, I even said, I was like, if you're not making money on your podcast, you're allowed to play music. And then we started making money. I mean, not a lot, but we started making money.
We made
Anchor,
money.
And then we were like, well, now we can plug our music in and do the legit files. We can add the legit stolen files of music into this.
Oh, gosh.
I think Anchor's going to be after our $3.50.
What have you done with that money anyway?
It's probably still in the...
It better be.
I don't know how to get it out. That's the crazy thing.
Because I will tell you this.
They just tell you it's in there.
Mark my words right now that if either in my will, I will tell my children to get this money. That there is money from a podcast called The Peaked Podcast.
And then I'm just outside driving in a new car. I'm like, I don't know where that money is.
Well, here we are. Holy shit.
It's been a month.
It's been a month.
Over a month.
Yeah.
Last one was July 4th. Before July 4th.
Really?
Yeah.
We've done a lot of things since then. A lot of fun
things.
Our
vacations. We haven't done it since we went to Myrtle Beach. We did a vacation.
That's right, because the last podcast we did was Nashville. We talked about Nashville.
Yeah, now, you know, this was supposed to be pod vacation summer.
Yes.
That was the series we were talking about doing, as we were doing. You can't see it. There's no video, but we were going to be in pool floats, and we were going to have Hawaiian shirts and sunglasses on while we were telling you guys about all the vacations we were taking to not that crazy locations in the U.S.
No comment on the vacation we took. Oh, I've got a lot to talk about. I told you, I didn't have anything written down, but the second you bring things up, boy.
Yeah. We went to Myrtle Beach.
South Carolina.
If you go there, just know that sea lice are a problem.
Oh, my gosh.
They're going to act like it's not a problem. Oh, my gosh. People are going to act like they don't know what the hell you're talking about. But it is such a problem. I've never seen anything like that.
No. It's fucking
even
terrible.
So they had sea lice, which is apparently supposed to be, it's apparently like jellyfish eggs or some shit.
Really?
And
well, that's fine.
Yeah. oh, that's fine. Oh, okay. I didn't know it was jellyfish.
Honestly, though, that sits a lot better because I thought I heard someone saying it's like larva, or maybe that's.
I think larva is jellyfish eggs.
Okay.
I could be
like
wrong.
Just the idea of that on my body.
There's
but like my thing is like they're
there's
not.
There's a larva scientist in a lab coat right now, just shaking their head.
Fucking idiots.
He couldn't be more wrong, and that's the biggest problem we got going. That's the biggest problem going on with larva right now.
But I think the thing that bugged me most about these sea lice is the fact that when normally you get a bite and you smack there, you itch there,
yeah.
And like usually like you satisfy the whatever the urge, like. You couldn't get rid of these fucking bites. They were moving on our body without us knowing.
They were in the most embarrassing spots to itch publicly.
Why?
My ass. I don't want to be itching on my ass.
Why do you think they're in your ass?
Because it's hairy. They were after hair, clearly. Because they didn't bother.
They were after hair. They got on you and said, where's the hair?
Bothering Missy that much. But, I mean, yeah, we were in the water for like, we got there, we went right in the water. And about 20 minutes in, you said something earlier. You were like, you itchy? And I'm like, no. And about 20 minutes in.
No, don't put that back.
I got like 3 itches in my ankle radius in like a minute.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh no. And then I just started. The second we got out, that's when I really started itching like crazy. And the whole time I'm just staring. I'm looking for other people that are itching and nobody else is.
No.
Everybody has just accepted it. There's some kind of medicine down there they're all taking.
And then even on the next couple of days, like you just saw people just diving in the ocean. I'm like, yo.
And we ask and they're like. And it's not even like, no, we don't know what you're talking about. They're like, yeah, we know what you're talking about. It's not bad.
It's just not bad to us.
It's not bad. We like it.
But I guess if that's all you know what I mean? Like, we're used to not having it.
I didn't see that. I went a year ago. I didn't have that problem.
Yeah, that's probably because you probably shaved it all.
I did go Brazilian wax before I went.
Dude, how much money to get you to Brazilian wax?
I know. I don't have time.
I don't have time to Brazilian wax.
How long would it take? It would take. That's completely bald. By the time you'd finish waxing...
All I want is your butt.
By
bald.
The time you'd get done waxing my legs, the hair on my back would already have grown back. It grows so quick. It'd be an all-day... It'd be a full-time job for that lady.
God.
Not saying this is a lady job, but I don't want a man doing it.
Why not? Because you know that man's going to say, oh, I'm going to fuck you
up. My asshole, dude. And then it's going to feel good and I'm gonna connect it to guys.
I'm gonna connect.
The only way
to
I can tell, like, who whacks your ass will make a guy.
Fuck, dude, we are back. We are back in rare form. Maybe we should always take month breaks. Podcast once a month.
I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing.
So all right. So sea lice was fun.
Oh yeah, I had a big problem with the locals down there too.
Oh well, hold on. That's the last thing I want to talk about the sea lice is. Your lovely wife, which, you know, love her dearly, decided it would be a good idea to act as if the sea lice wasn't a thing on the second.
Oh, she kept lying
day.
To us because she loves the water.
She kept telling us, "Oh no, they're not out there."
She kept lying because she was like, "I want it." That's why she wants to be in the water. She wants to sit in the water
right.
for 8 hours a day, which is like fine sometimes if there's nothing biting me, but if there's something biting me, that's going to be an ish. That's going to be an ish with me. So yeah, we were just sitting in the, and it sucked because you would get out there. She'd be like, "We'll just sit in the sun," and she knew that was a trap. Because if you sit me in the sun, I'm just gonna get hot and like sticky and sweaty. I'm gonna be staring at that water. I'm just gonna be like, "God, I want to be in that."
Yeah.
And she got in the one day, and she's like, "Yeah, it's not bad." She's like, I don't feel anything. And then I got in, and within a minute, it's like it reactivated all the ones I killed. They were like, we're back.
We're back. Thank God.
And then she got me again like 2 days later. She lied again. She's like, seriously, this time. And then lied again.
I just remember you walking out of the water like, no, I can't do it. They're biting me.
It sucked.
They
so
like
bad.
Me because I'm hairy.
I lost my wedding ring in the water.
Oh, that's right. Like that was first night.
The first 10 minutes.
And I'm
the
just
second,
saying, dude.
I went like this with my to wipe water off my face. It just went flying. And then I just like looked at Missy like, oh, I don't think she saw
it. Well,
that.
It's funny. She didn't see it. I pointed
oh,
out.
Oh, you did?
I had to, dude.
Well, I didn't notice until she noticed because I looked at her and I was like this. I was like, oh, fuck me. She did. Because I have 20 of these fucking, it's just a rubber ring. It's
yeah.
Like a little black
which
ring.
Which signifies, yeah.
And she like acted like it was the one, like it's, she acted like it's irreplaceable. I was like, it was a replacement. I've replaced
that's
that
why
one.
We bought it.
I've lost 70 of these things.
Oh, gosh. So, wait, what was your problem with the locals? Here we
I don't
go.
Know, dude. I just, everywhere you go, it's just, there's this thing where the locals that live in these places, these vacation spots, are like, no, we're asking like for spots. We're like, all right, where's a cool place to go drink? And they were like, well, and it's just like,
Nacho Mamas.
You know what you're going to say. So don't say it if it's something you're not going to tell us. They'd start, and it's something for them. Like, I feel like it's something for them to feel like they have status over us.
Yeah.
To be like, well, I can't tell you to go there. That's for locals. I'm like, all right. So you moved here. You live here. Like, you moved here 2 years ago, and now you're not a local. How'd you find out about this place? Because you fucking vacationed here. You're from New Jersey. You're not from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Nobody is. Because nobody who doesn't want to fucking vacation here lives here.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was just pissing me. Like, every person we asked was just an old lady being like, well, you're not a local. Bitch. Why? If you hate vacationers so much, move somewhere else.
Yeah, true. Because that's all you're going
to
get.
That's what
down
I don't
here.
Get. Is like, I mean, I guess maybe it's cheaper to live. I have no idea. But even in Ocean City, people are like that. Like, I can't take the vacation. It's like, all right, well, you know how many other places there are to live? Everywhere else. Everywhere else.
Look around.
And you don't have to deal with that.
No, that's true. But we did go to Neil and Pam's. That was a recommendation.
And we met some crazy guys.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, so Patrick's best friends.
Who I fought tooth and nail for. And, you know, I wouldn't have if I had just been aware of the situation from the get-go.
So Shane finally gets his night out, dude. And we go to the bar that Shane's been begging to go to, no. Neil and Pam's.
Shane got a night out every night. He just was fucking picky and I don't like this one. No, right. This bar isn't
Senior
exactly.
Senior Frogs at Broadway on
bar.
The beach.
You said you wanted a bar. You went there. It was a bar. Did it have a bar?
It was a bar for Dundalkers.
No, you didn't specify.
I'm joking. No, we finally went to Neil and Pam's, and it was an incredible, incredible location. Lovely bar. We get in there. They're doing karaoke.
And let me just blow that up right now. That's Neil and Pam's. In Surfside, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Everybody woo! Go there. And if some local tries to tell you, how did you all find out about this place? Say, fuck you.
Fuck you. You live in a vacation town. No, but when we got in, dude, there was like the crowd was older for sure. I wasn't sure if we were at like a biker bar.
Yeah, it started off old.
It did.
We were the life of the party.
We were the life of the party. And Patrick made quick friends.
I didn't even really talk. Y'all talked to him more than I did. So we go
but,
in. It's
but
like
man, a, did you build a bond?
It's
with
a bar.
These boys?
We were both shit faced. That's all you really need. That's all that it takes to be friends. Like, oh shit, he's drinking almost as much as I am. Hell yeah,
he's a good guy.
He's not judging me, which turns out probably should have been judging him.
Yeah.
So we sit down. It's like this bar where it's like you share tables with other people. It's like long tables.
Yep.
So we sit down. It's karaoke. We're just sitting next to these guys. You know, we're going back and forth. We're ordering Bud Lights at the same time, kind of just like building a rapport. And everybody's doing karaoke. Shane did karaoke.
I did.
He did Hot in Here by Nelly.
Hot in Here by Nelly. I still wish I could go back and do the Ray Lewis dance.
We're going to post the clip.
We can.
Oh, yeah?
It's not a good clip, dude.
I thought it was fun, but you were the one flipping out about it.
I just cringe at stuff like that.
Yeah, you should. No, I'm just kidding. No, I do too. Anytime I see anything of myself doing like some kind of performance, it sucks. But yeah, we're sitting next to across from these dudes, and they're older gentlemen. Apparently, I didn't know this, but while I was in the bathroom, they asked us if we were a throuple.
Yes, they
and
did.
And then when y'all said, Y'all were like, what happened? They asked, and y'all were like...
Yeah, they asked us if we were a thruple, and we were like, no. And then the one guy proceeded to tell us a story about how, oh, like, you should just totally, like, think about it. Like, I remember one time that I stumbled into my, you know, best friend's wife's bed or some shit like that.
He definitely wanted us to just be like...
Yeah, we all fucking...
He definitely just wanted to be like, well, we've never done it before, so do you want to show us?
Right, literally. So that was the first, like, red flag. But honestly, throughout the rest of the night, they were really cool guys. Like, they were.
They were awesome. They were. I didn't know that yet. That definitely would have put a sour taste in my mouth.
You didn't know that after you got out of the bathroom?
No, I didn't know about it until we left. Okay. Probably till the next day.
Okay.
And that's why I was so shocked, because I just knew these two men, as two dudes who looked like they got off work. Hey, knock it off. Two dudes who looked like they just got off work, and they were good time boys. And I was like, all right.
Yeah.
We're all good time boys.
Well, the other red flag was they asked if I was with Missy. And I said, yeah. Of course I said, yeah.
Well, that's it. I mean, I was in the bathroom.
Well, I said, that's a, I
that's
just
a,
said
that's
yeah.
a clear mistake.
I said, yeah.
That's a clear mistake. I could have made that mistake.
I'm joking.
But then, like, probably about, stop. Do you not understand? Do you know? No means no. So about 3 or 4 hours later, probably. They just get ripped out of the bar.
Yes.
And we're like sitting there like, all right, are we all getting kicked out? Because we're in close. We're doing what they're doing. I thought the only thing they were drinking. So like I was keeping up with them beer wise, but every beer they did, they also drank a shot.
Yeah. They were killing the shots.
They did probably 10 shots. Yeah. And we're drinking probably 15 beers. And they just came over and I figured, I was like, oh, I guess like there's a beer limit. And they kept trying to order more and they got thrown out. And then so I asked a lady, and then she was rude to me. She was like, nothing, don't worry about it. I'm like, oh, crap, am I next? Why is she being so mean to me? What did I do? And then some things happened. And we find
like
out.
Like what?
I left the bar.
Oh, okay.
And we find out that they were taking.
You didn't even point out that I was dancing my hiney off.
Yeah,
dude.
Shane was dancing his hiney off.
So here's what Patrick's talking about.
Shane
should have
been thrown out.
Patrick's not a good storyteller.
I cannot be.
I'm joking. What we didn't realize was while, like, the party was just getting more and more live. Like, literally as the night kept going on, the karaoke was just getting funnier. The songs were getting somewhat better. And we were just getting drunker. And I eventually noticed that the one guy's flash was on his camera. Like, his, like, light was just on. Like, his flashlight on his camera was on. And I thought he was just taking a picture of me.
He thought you were killing it. He was like, oh,
yeah, so he was just taking a video of me. Like, this guy can really dance. I mean, I had a lady come up to me and say, hey.
Did Peter Griffin?
Yeah.
Is that a dance?
It is a dance.
What? I made that up. I was definitely expecting you to.
Yeah, dude, you can look it up. It's literally a dance.
And then I was going to make up a dance.
Donovan
Damn.
Does it really well.
Fuck. I probably got that from Donovan and didn't know.
Yeah.
I was definitely going to ask you and make it a whole thing.
But yeah, no, the guy fucking, his flash was on his camera. And I thought he was just taking a picture of me, so I posed. And then later on, that's when that whole scenario happened. Like you said, they got kicked out. The lady was like, you asked the lady what was wrong. She was like, no, don't talk to me. Don't worry about it. And then finally, later on, I ended up asking the lady. I said, why did they get kicked out? And she told us that they were fucking videoing girls. Like, yeah. Just blatantly. But my thing is, like, homeboy had his flash on.
He's like, what? What? I don't know.
Like, you're not.
Is it on?
You're fucking obvious as hell. Like, how does someone do that? How does someone have the balls to do that in an establishment like that when they know me, Big Gun Shane,
I mean,
is right next to him?
You probably figured, like, this guy's dancing as good as the girls are. He probably doesn't, you know?
I did have a lady come up to me and say, after you left, there was a guy that came
always,
in.
Always something crazy always happens after I left.
Shut the fuck up.
Every girl
up.
In there was like, yeah, I'd kiss him on the lips.
Fuck off. No, there was this guy that came in and just started dancing his tail off and like doing some wild ass shit.
Oh, yeah.
And this lady came up and she was like, are you going to let him do that? And I was like, my homies left, man. Like, I can't dance no more. I ain't got nobody to look at in case this shit gets weird.
The old people love that competition.
Oh, yeah.
They seen like fucking Stomp the Yard once. They're like, that's real life.
Dude, did I tell you what happened at the fucking Orioles game?
I was at the Orioles game.
I know.
No.
I fucking got up and was just dancing. Old lady behind me is like, hey, you should be a stripper.
When?
This was literally during the Orioles game.
I didn't know. Watch out, Roxy. Tell me about this.
Yeah,
was
dude.
Was I sitting down?
Yeah, you were sitting down. You were down like a couple seats down, bro. You would have. I mean, you were already dying at me in the hot dog line.
Oh yeah, the hot dog line.
Hey, we working for these dogs.
No, my favorite part was
here staring at somebody.
Shane was staring people in dead in the face. So we're standing in this hot dog line in direct sunlight.
It's
on
hot.
On the side
it's
of
fucking
Camden
hot.
Yards. We're on the highest level of Camden Yards because we want it to be, not because we couldn't afford better seats. But, and the sun is just obliterating. Everybody's like giving
sweating.
Away. Everybody is just like, why? I don't even know why people were like, how bad do these people want hot dogs?
Dude, seriously.
But, so Shane just starts staring at people in the back line going, here comes a sun, little baby. And I could not. That's probably the hardest of, like, usually I'm pretty good at holding myself back and being like, all right, just act like you're not with them. But I could not hold it in. It was so funny.
The reaction
people
of the
just
old
trying
guy.
Just look the other way because the one guy made eye contact with me. Yeah. And then he slowly was like, all right, this guy's not going to break. So he just started trying to look other ways. Oh my God.
My thing is, like, I'm singing this to you directly. Why, how are you not going to say something?
And you're, and it's informative.
Literally.
You're saying it's not going away. Here it comes again. You get shade for a little bit, and here comes the sun. Pretty baby.
I would like how I would sing it two times in a row, and then after that, I would like act like I'm strumming the guitar and go, bruh. And then look at them.
The whole time, I was just thinking, like, what would I do? If you did that to me and I didn't know
you.
You
would love it.
No, I mean, maybe.
You would like, where have you been my whole life?
I don't know if I love that now because I know it's you. But if I didn't know you, would I like that type of... I'd probably be like, this guy fucking sucks. I'd probably just think you were really drunk, honestly.
Well, so what's funny is that's the mindset that Clay started getting with me. He's like, dude, if this guy says, hey, we working for these dogs. I kept saying that in the line, too. It was, like I said, hot as balls.
Wait, somebody else said that first?
No. No. It was just me, but Clay just looked like he was getting so annoyed. He's just like, dude,
but
please
Clay's
stop.
The mastermind behind most of that type of stuff.
I know. He's the one that feeds me.
Yeah.
He was telling me to go up to acting like I was walking like with random people's families. Like, just act like you're with their family.
Dude, Clay would be so good on like one of those type of impressions.
I don't know why we all don't get something going.
Like a pod, we should do like a podcast or something.
Shut up.
No, yeah, he's very good. I'm not good in those things because I'm terrified to.
But you also have a very creative mind, man.
Yeah, but every time I tell you all to do something, you're like, Pat, that is way too... do you remember the one time?
Oh, gosh.
We were in Walmart, and we had, I think, we had, like, phones on, like, this was before Impractical... I mean, maybe, we didn't watch it like that, so we didn't know what they were doing. Yeah. But this is before this was, like, a thing to do on YouTube, but we were, like, we were in the store on with our phones on speaker, and one of us would be, like, across the store, and we'd be like, all right, on the next aisle, there's a guy in a red shirt. Start asking me about him. And then you go up to this guy in the red shirt, and I go, hey, is there a guy in a red shirt next to you? And then you'd be like, yeah. And I'd be like, get out of there right now. And you guys would just do, like, funny stuff. And then I started acting like, I think that guy has a bomb or something. And then everybody's like, all right, Pat, you can't do that. That's where my mind goes. And then
Patrick
I'm like,
took it too far.
You're going to get us in trouble. You guys would be like, ask the guy in the red shirt if he's hungry or something. And I'm like, he's got a bomb on my bed.
I bet he's hungry for that.
I bet he's hungry for crime.
Oh, God, dude. I fucking miss this, man. Nothing but laughter. I love it. Fuck. No, what I'll say about you is this. When it comes to... We've already talked this out. I'm the guy that will do anything. Clay is the guy that has the ideas. You are just a plain... Like, you won't tell me to do something funny, but what you say that would be funny is funny as fuck. Like, you just have, like... You're really good at thinking of funny things. But, like, I would never do the things you say because, like, they're bad.
So. I was just trying. That's, like, Clay's good at just, like, doing the weird stuff that you wouldn't think of.
Yeah.
That would be weird. And then you think, like, yeah, that would be fucking weird to do. But in my head, I'm like, what's the craziest thing you could say to somebody?
Yes. I don't even know where the idea to turn around and sing Here Comes the Sun to people came
that
from.
That was all you.
That was me, man.
You're just the balls of it.
Yes.
You don't care to do it.
No.
If I tried to do that, somebody would sniff out my energy immediately. Like, yeah, you don't do that, man. That's not your thing. Do you have a friend? They look at me like, do you have a friend that does that? And you're trying to like copy his energy and it ain't working. We all can see you're very.
We see through your bullshit.
You're very unconfident, sir.
You look like you go into grocery stores and immediately walk out.
We can feel, buddy, it ain't working. It's just not your thing. You find something else. Find another thing to do. This ain't you.
Oh, God. Fuck.
There's another thing you did, dude. We saw the black phone. And this is a very big problem with Shane and my wife.
Oh, gosh.
Shane, so we saw the black phone. It was very good. I liked
it. It was an awesome movie.
I'd say 8.5 out of 10.
I'd give it 8.5. I like that.
Think for yourself. Come up with something different, dude.
8.4.
So we went to this. We went to a pretty like
Regal Wall Chapel, dude. Oh my gosh, you're trying to give it some general name so people.
Regal.
Know.
I was just saying it was a pretty.
We
popular
went to
movie
a movie
theater.
Theater with assigned seating. Is where we
it
went.
It was a pretty popular movie theater. Pretty heavy traffic.
It was not. It was fucking 11 o'clock at night.
Wall Chapel's a pretty, but on a Saturday, that's popping, dude.
On a Saturday, yay.
Oh. Five ever.
Five ever.
So we go and we walk in, and we walked in like I don't know if I said this or if anybody said this, but now thinking back, it's so clear. We went in and we went to buy tickets, but we were like, I think we were like 20 to 30 minutes early.
Yeah.
And we went to buy tickets and I'm like, oh, the whole theater's open. We don't have to fucking buy seats. And I was
well,
like,
it was my
yeah,
dumbass
yeah. I
comment.
Was like, hey, let's pick seats. And Missy was like, let's pick seats. Because we don't want to deal with this once we sit down. She was like, there's nobody else sitting. Let's just go in. Didn't pick seats at all, so they just print us off random seats. And we just sat in the best seats in the house because we were one of the first few people in there.
Yes.
And, I mean, for the next hour, the movie started 10 minutes after that. But for the next hour, people were coming in late. And just every single one of them had our seat. That's our seat. This is our seat. And I was already under like a lot of stress because the movie was very like the beginning was very like anxiety inducing.
Yeah.
And then now I have this anxiety of like any time I see somebody walking in the theater, I'm like, they're fucking sitting in this row. We're moving again. And me and my wife just look at Shane and be like, well, let's get our stuff again. Let's get all of our snacks and move again because you didn't want to pick seats. And every time Shane was not even looking at us, Shane would just stare for it. It's like you could just see sweat dropping down his head.
The thing that bugged me about that is like, dude, just fucking sit somewhere. Like it's not.
I mean,
a
yeah,
big
when
deal.
It was when people were coming in 30 minutes later, I get it because we had good seats.
But like, dude, these
people were probably buying tickets and be like, oh shit, these seats are still open. Like,
probably
no, they're not.
You thought
we had like the front row, the very bottom front row of the fucking theater, probably.
Pretty much. Like if we were to actually get a seat, it would be there.
No, I think that's what our movie ticket said was like the very front row.
Oh, did it really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Because it usually probably just gives you the first seat available.
Right, yeah.
So I think, yeah, we were like the front left of the theater.
Jesus.
So I was hoping to God that no one was like an official was going to come in, and they are armed down at the Regal.
They
Walk
are
down.
Armed.
They are armed. They deal with a lot.
Roxy, go. Go.
And I was hoping they were going to be like, well, what do your tickets say? That's where you guys got to sit. Like,
Jesus.
Fuck.
Well, that's what bugged me with the first family.
Like this, the whole movie.
Head tilted.
This is very scary.
Dude, why do they even put those fucking seats in movie theaters?
I don't know. I sat.
You can't see shit.
I sat one. In
you're
the,
so close to the bottom. You can see
level.
The pixels.
You can see the crew. You can see the crew for the movie. I saw the director waving his hands back and forth. I said, I see everything. This sucks. This stinks. It does.
Oh my gosh.
But
sitting in the front fucking row is over fucking.
One time I had to sit just in the floor where the floor is like you're on ground level with the screen.
Were you in elementary? Were you on a field trip?
This was like 3 years ago because it was all that was left. And my neck hurt so bad
trip.
And I got a headache, a hard headache.
A hard
even
headache.
If I said it right, it would have made sense.
I got a bad bite.
But yeah, that was great.
Jesus. Oh my gosh, you kill me with that one.
All
right, back to Myrtle Beach. What else?
That's all I had for
Myrtle
Beach.
We're done with Myrtle Beach. Fucking grand trip.
Oh, the pancake house was all right.
Patrick.
Oh, you
want to
talk about
our
fight at the pizza place?
Fight.
Where you were messing with the girl. You were trying to positively mess with the girl. And I was like, yo, chill out.
I don't remember what you're talking about.
The day we left, me and you got into like a legit fight. or not a fight, but a dispute.
What pizza place?
So much that the pizza place we ate, we were at the pancake cabin. It was full. Some dude made a scene, so we went across the street to the pizza place.
Oh, God. I remember what you're talking about.
We had a real dispute, and I literally, and rarely does this happen, I had to go up and apologize to Shane.
Yep, and we realized that Patrick gaslights.
I don't gaslight, dude. Y'all are, this is crazy. Because I found out what gaslighting is.
What is it, actually?
We've been literally been through this. Now I already forget. Hold on, let me give you an example of gaslighting.
We did, yeah, that is true.
It's
we
actually
did have a
the
good
fucking
fight.
It's actually what you guys are doing to me.
Making you feel bad?
Just giving me a blank thing for everything I do and saying this is how you are. When somebody gives you a problem, a real problem, you go, nope, this is just your thing. This isn't me. Nope, this is your problem again. You're having your problem. You're gaslighting. Y'all are gaslighting me with gaslighting.
You're gaslighting me with gaslighting.
No, dude, I just try to be your friend. Yeah, manipulate somebody.
Yeah, you realize. You realize.
Manipulate someone by psychological means into questioning their own sanity. And that's what y'all do. Y'all go, well, you're gaslighting right now. You don't have a real problem. That's just you gaslighting right now. That's what every time I say anything, any rebuttal I have, y'all say something to me. And if I just have one thing, I think we go left here. No, I think we go right because I've been in this before. Oh, he's gaslighting again. There he goes. And then that's what y'all do. That's what gaslighting is.
I think gaslighting is this.
I just Googled it. So no. Who are you?
Well, here's an example. Okay. So first off, easy with that. Say something actually true about me. Go.
Shane, you are. Well, I don't know you that well, so it's hard for me to say anything.
What's on my arm?
You have tattoos.
What? That is crazy. No, I do not. Like, I can't believe you even think like that.
But you don't understand how that's doing the same thing by saying, no, you're just gaslighting. What? No, you're gaslighting.
No, right because now. I'm pointing out what you're doing.
Gaslighting! You're just saying what you're doing is saying what I'm doing.
You're literally doing the same thing right fucking now. I don't like this.
I think we found it. We've taken a test that we're both toxic gaslighters on this podcast.
Yes.
But I don't know how it got turned around to where I'm the only one. And my wife, who is the biggest fucking gaslighter, has just learned what the word
she
means.
Joined
and
joined in.
Now that's her favorite thing to say to me.
Well, it's
I've done dishes every day of the week just because I keep hearing that I'm a gaslighter. And I'm like, I'll show you how much of a gaslighter I'm not.
It's fun because usually, Patrick, a lot of people don't have a response for the things that you say. You're good. Okay, we talked about this on the way home. You are good at what you do. The only thing we have,
what I do.
Patrick, you could roast somebody. I mean, you've always got something in the chamber. You laugh at this, but it's so true.
I mean,
God rest whoever's soul comes at you, because you've already got something in the chamber ready. Pull that gun out and shoot.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, stupid. See, just like that. I don't even try it.
So us saying you're gaslighting is our only thing that actually might make you question your sanity.
Which is gaslighting.
I know.
I mean, it's fine. I've learned to deal with it.
Yeah.
Because I know that's just you guys. That's some kind of thing you guys are dealing with. And that's fine. And if I have to be the bigger person with that, that's fine. I'll do that.
So, what time are we at? Because I don't want to spend.
33.
Holy fucking shit. We're doing an hour. I had an issue with the place that we stayed at.
I bet you did.
Yeah.
I had an issue. We all had an issue, Shane. But the bigger issue we all had was money.
Was everything else really that expensive? We stayed at a kid's resort. So while
Listen,
Pat and Miss
resort
here,
was awesome if you're a normal person. But Shane wants to stay at a place where everyone's on Molly and is only lit up by fucking neon lights and disco balls in every room. He's like, he wants to stay at Nickelodeon Studios or something. The teen zone. Teen Nick. Shane wanted something more T-Nick, and we were more Nick Jr.
Oh, my God.
I was like, it's a hotel. It was a lot of kids. I don't realize that. I didn't realize how much of a kid place it was until I took a normal person there. Because me and Missy are like, we're kind of, you know, we're married. We've been married.
Right, well, you guys have each other.
We're not looking around. We're kind of just like, oh, it's got a lazy river. It's got a water park. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And then I just see Shane, and Shane's like, looking around probably to be like, all right, what's here for me? And you see a ton of kids. And then I start looking like, what's here for Shane? I'm like, it's just 6-year-old kids running around
with their parents.
But let me tell you something. Shane talked to every one of these kids.
Oh God. Fuck off.
Uncomfortably.
Fuck off.
No, I'm kidding. But it was.
No, I did make a joke to one kid. Oh yeah, no, the one kid talking about his dad.
Well, one kid.
I said. I think I used
Shout
my.
Him out.
I tried.
It's crazy to think we have not. That feels like a year ago.
I know.
And we haven't podcasted since before then.
I know.
That's nuts.
Yeah, but no, this kid was talking. He was talking to him about his family, and I was like, "Oh, like, where's your dad?" And he said, "Oh, he's not around. He like left me or something like that." And I said, "Oh, well, mine's dead." I had to like one up the kid.
Yeah, mine's dead. He's like, "How old are you?" He's like 11. Like, yep, mine died a little bit after that, so there's still time for you. Maybe yours will die too.
He and might die in 4 years.
We'll meet up again, and you can match me.
When you're 28, you'll be just like me.
It was wild. We were just kind of floating around the lazy river, and I don't know what it is about us, but every kid was down to talk to us.
We had a family behind us.
We had
us.
A football. That's what really brought them all in.
Yes, the football was big. How about the, if one more label try to stop me, they're going to be some dread-headed lobby.
Missy could have been messing with us, but we were singing a song.
By Chance the Rapper.
By Chance the Rapper. And we didn't say the word, all right? But
no.
The word is implied. It's implied.
Yes, in the song.
The song goes, if one more label tries to stop me, there's going to be some dread-headed in the lobby.
Right.
And I don't know why, but Shane just kept saying it. And apparently, you know, we angered some people around us saying, why are they saying that? As if we were singing it at them. But really, we were just like, that was the song of the weekend.
It was a fucking badass song. Patrick was hitting the hits all weekend.
That was what I honestly think Missy was messing with us about that.
She probably was. She learns it from you, dude.
Stop. They're touching me. It's like these people are bumping into me and kicking, like they're kicking. It's a lazy river. Nobody's touching the ground. Everybody's just floating. What do
you
mean?
You need to stop saying that.
You think they're just leaning forward to make their raft go faster? But yeah, it was a fun trip.
It was a very fun trip, ultimately, yeah.
And now summer's over.
I know.
You don't realize how short summer is as a kid. It seems like the longest of your life.
Yeah.
I remember thinking summer was like 6 months long.
My thing is like maybe I need to start hating summer and enjoying winter to make fucking winter go by fast and summer go by slow.
I mean, summer's not my favorite. My favorite's fall.
I mean, I love fall, but like, yeah, no, you're right. Apple cider, pumpkin.
There's something about it. Just the fall, the crisp weather.
Haunted houses, my favorite time of year. The podcast anniversary.
Toenails?
Oh.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's a different podcast.
What do you mean toenails?
I don't know.
Sometimes I feel like I gotta get ghetto with you.
Sorry.
Keep you in line.
Like I won't sing that song anymore.
What else?
I don't know, dude. I thought we'd have so much. I do have some topics, but they just seem a little off center from where we've gone.
No,
have you heard
it.
About this Jake Novak thing?
No.
On TikTok?
No.
So this guy, who's like a pretty, I don't want to use cringy just because it's, cringy's become a cringe word to use.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's very, he's just corny, I guess is the word. He makes these like these songs, these raps.
Oh, is it the one kid like he like raps with his white beater on?
No.
Remember him? He did the dance.
Oh yeah. No, this guy
kind of reminds me of you.
This guy's like a Broadway guy. he's like a trained singer.
Yeah,
and he like records like legit raps, and it's not all raps, but it's like songs, and he's trying to be funny, but it's just really like, and it probably is to some people, but it's to most people, it's very corny. It's very like it's very theater.
Okay.
I mean, like a theater kid. Like this is clearly a theater kid.
Yep.
To each their own. That could be the most funny thing in the world to somebody else.
Yeah.
To me, it's not. Doesn't tickle me. but anyway, this guy, he made like a song about wanting to like join SNL, and it's like I want to be the next SNL cast member, and here's why I think I should be a contender. But he put up the song, and he was putting up like songs every week. It's not the point. He was putting up these songs every single week, and then people just got so mad at this one about how corny it was. that they bullied this man off of like TikTok for like months, and everybody's like, where did he go? And like, it got so bad to like where people from SNL were like duetting it or whatever, and they're like, this guy's not coming on. And honestly, my whole thing was like, this guy could probably be, SNL has gone extremely downhill.
Yeah.
Like in the past, I mean, maybe it always has. It just seems like once you get older, it kind of like, it doesn't, maybe it's for younger kids like in high school or something, but it's like very, like, I was like, this is on par with them. Like, this guy should be on SNL. Like, that's, yeah. He's singing songs. He's singing funny songs. Like, that seems like what they do.
So, is he still off TikTok?
They, like, he's, like, he completely took it as a press run. But, like, yeah, he like, did an interview or something. I don't think he's made another TikTok again. But he's, like, people are showing up at his work. And, like, because he works at Disneyland in California as, like, one of the quartet singer guys. And they're like, we're just posting videos. I'm like, here he is. He's not. And the people are literally like posting videos. I'm like, he's not dead, guys. I was like, yo, what the fuck?
Jesus.
But, yeah, it was just wild. Like, people were literally at this guy's throat just because he made, like, a song.
I need to see one of these videos.
I can show you the main one.
Wow. And his name's Jake Novak?
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to. Maybe I shouldn't blow up. I shouldn't give him more hate. Guys, don't go to Jake Novak for hate.
Yeah, okay. Uplift this guy.
Uplift him. He needs the uplifting. I made a TikTok and deleted it about him.
Did you?
Yeah, I was like, I can't remember what I said completely, but I was just,
oh, to be in Patrick's
Strass. I was like, finding his work. Oh, there it is right there.
And here's why I should be a contender. Hi, Lorne Michaels, I'm Jake Novak, and I know that you're feeling the heat because your roster lost Kate, Kyle, 80, and Pete. That means you got an open seat, and I feel loud to be filling it because when it comes to comedy songs, I kind of been killing it. See, weekly music videos are my jam, bruh. I'm a rapid rhyming ham.
That part's the worst. I'm sorry. All right, look, listen. Most of it, he doesn't deserve the heat. That part where he goes, weekly videos are my jam, bruh. I'm like, all right, yeah, find his work. Find everything about this guy. Let's fucking ruin his life.
Show up everywhere.
No, I made a TikTok where I was like, it kind of disturbed. I started off, I was wearing like glasses and like a hat. And I was drinking a cup of coffee. I was like, it bothers me that we should find this man's house. And I go, and that kind of, or this man's work. I was like, that kind of, I can't fucking remember what I said. I was like, why stop there? Let's find his fucking house, Jake. I'm not done. I'm not letting you up. Only what I find funny. Only things that are funny to me.
Jesus.
But then, like, I think I got one comment that was like, didn't get the joke, and they were like, please stop bullying him. I was like, all right, I'll delete it. It only had like 30 views. Just one Jesus. Person comment was like, please stop bullying him. This needs to stop. I was like, you're right. I'm sorry. I saw this crazy movie trailer called The Strange Things About the Johnsons.
Mm-hmm.
Roxy. I mean, you say something.
That's Patrick's pug, by the way.
This was another TikTok find. Something I've noticed lately is, like, I really like, I don't like them, but I have to watch them. Whenever somebody tells me, like, this is the weirdest movie I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the really, like, dark. Not dark, but, I mean, it is dark just because of how weird it is.
Yeah.
But it's not, like, supposed to be a horror. It's just a weird movie.
It's not the one by Jordan Peele, right?
No. This is, like, this is a 29-minute YouTube video. YouTube. I'm not going to show you it. I watched a couple scenes, and I was like, all right, I'm out.
Scary?
I'll tell you and you tell me. Fuck. So it's about this family.
Okay.
Where the son is sexually attracted to the father. And
okay.
It starts off with like the father walks in on the son masturbating. And he's like, what the hell are you doing? But then he sees that he's masturbating. And the father wants to comfort the son. He's like, no, that's okay. It's fine. That's normal. Everybody does it. You know, I did it. It's fine for a boy your age to feel these things. And the father walks out, and then the boy opens his blanket, or opens his hand, and he's holding a picture of his father, shirtless. And he was jerking off to his dad.
Ew, dude.
So it's like, it's weird in that way. It like made me, it gets way worse. Like, it throughout the kid's life, he sexually abuses the father. To the point where there's this, I won't say fully what happens, but there's a bathroom scene that is fucking rough.
Is the movie's out or no?
Yeah, it's been out. It's like from 2012, I think. But I just found it on TikTok. And then, like, it completely changed my feed just because I kept going back. I kept searching for that because I wanted to watch it. Like, I don't know what it is. I knew it was going to fuck me up.
You have something going with your dad?
It fucked me up for like 2 days to where I was just like, this, I hate everything. But I like couldn't stop. I kept going. Like I kept.
Did you text your dad?
I was like, Dad, this is a, I think this could help. But this is how I feel about you. But no, Daddy? It was like, it was so weird to where I was like, and I mean, obviously not the scenes where he said, but just like the dialect, like the dialogue. I mean, the dialect, what the fuck is that? The dialogue of the movie was like crazy. And I was like, I know this is going to keep fucking me up. It's like a kind of like a Human Centipede, like feel movie. Just like,
oh,
weird,
dude, that is disgusting.
Movie. And I was like, but I want to, I have to know why it's like, why do we ever hit why this is like this? And you never do. The movie just ends and they're like, yep, some people are fucked up.
What?
And then it led me into this whole thing of like fucked up movies where
Manchester by the Sea.
No, not even like that. That's fine. That I'd watch that 100 times before I'd watch any of these other fucking movies. There's another movie called fucking, what is it called? God damn it.
Buzz Lightyear?
No, but I did just watch that yesterday.
Was it good?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Tell me more. I should tell you that instead of this movie. There's a movie Gumbo, okay, that's very weird.
Gumbo.
And it's just about these kids that live in Ohio, and they don't know a whole lot. Like, they're just kind of, you know, they're left
moseying around.
They're
life.
Left up to their own good. They kill cats. They abuse cats.
Oh.
And there's a scene in this movie where this kid's eating spaghetti in a bathtub, and the water.
Oh God. Stop, dude. What is this?
All right, I can't. We'll talk about Buzz Lightyear. I can't talk about it.
Is it really that bad?
It is to me, just because that kind of thing fucks me up so bad. People eating in a bathtub is the grossest fucking thing. My wife tried to eat with me in a bathtub on our honeymoon, and I was like, absolutely fucking not. What is your problem? We had a hot tub on the balcony, and I was like, just the thought of trying to eat cheese in a tub. It's hot outside. It's hot in our hotel room. This hot tub is hot, and you want me to eat hot cheese? No, that's so gross. But the water was brown, and he kept eating spaghetti and dunking his head under the brown water.
Keep going.
No, I can't. Please. I really can't. That's all I saw. That was in the trailer. And it was like, but I've watched that scene so many times, Shane, because there's something about it to where I want to know why it's like that. Why is he in there eating spaghetti? And it never tells you. They're just like, this is life in Ohio. This is what they do.
So he was eating spaghetti
in a dirty ass tub and kept dunking his head in the water. And I was like, I don't know. It was something about that scene where I was like, I'm going to watch it again. But it grosses me out so bad.
And that one's called Gumbo.
Gumbo.
I need to watch these after.
No, dude, I'm not watching them. You can watch them on your own. I highly insist you don't.
Really?
They fucked me up. Gumbo, I didn't even watch.
I don't believe this is gonna fuck me up, dude. I'm kind of a horror geek.
I'll show you the
I'm
one
joking.
Scene.
I'm joking.
No, I really won't because I don't want to watch it again. Gumbo, I watched the trailer and I read about it just because people are like, this is a fucked up movie. And I was like, why? The trailer doesn't seem that fucked up.
Yeah.
But then you read what they do in the movie and you're like, oh yeah, this is fucked up. Buzz Lightyear.
Buzz Lightyear.
I don't know. I was talking to my wife, and I understood this, didn't it? But people were like making a big deal because there's like a gay kiss.
Yeah,
the two girls.
I remember.
Kiss
I think
other.
Somebody was talking about that. Yeah. I don't know if it was you,
but it was like everybody's like, "How am I going to explain this to my kids?" I'm like, I don't know. For some reason, in my head, I was like, "Yo, y'all remember Beauty and the Beast when the lady kisses like is
a
it's implied
animal?
That she's fucking a beast?" And everybody's like, "Yeah, that's fine." my kids ain't gonna ask about that. Well, I don't know. I just thought it was silly. Like the kiss is so like nonchalant, and like I'm just imagining a kid just sitting there, like yo, wait a sec.
Hold on, mom, pause this.
Stop that.
Rewind.
The fuck. She just kissed a lady that looked like her. Like I just so like I just think of like all the like the kissing scenes that happened when I was a kid that I did not think about. Of like why are these two people kissing? Like I don't give a fuck.
I know, dude.
People are just like, I don't want my kids seeing this, and I gotta explain it to them. Like. How much is there to explain that two people kiss, like, they like each other. They kiss each other.
Right,
that's
just
it.
Fucking move past it.
Just go.
If anything, your kids are just going to kiss people they like. Fuck it. Who cares?
I think somebody needs to explain it to you. I think you're the one who needs to explain it to.
Seriously.
You know, sometimes Shane kisses other boys all the time. It's fine.
I've tried. We did say at the Orioles game, if that kiss cam came on.
I didn't say that.
Jesse was like, no. Jesse was like, if Pat was next to Clay, they wouldn't kiss. But if Shane was next to Pat, dude, if the kiss cam comes on me and you were sitting next to each other,
I'd have to.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, you'd have to.
Absolutely.
And honestly, if I was
we're gonna sell that shit.
If I was sitting next to Jesse, I'd do it. Oh my god, I'd do it so hard. Clay would get mad.
Yeah,
I wouldn't do it.
He wouldn't talk to you for the rest of the day.
Clay would get mad, but Jesse would find that because Jesse's tried to kiss him. Jesse has a little experience trying to kiss somebody.
Yeah, he does.
Trying to kiss a man who wasn't into it. Young
Donna man. Vance. Donna Vance.
But, I didn't even think of that. I was sitting next to Jesse, too. That kiss came when it came on me, and I'm like, sorry, Jess.
Sorry, dude. Come here, baby.
I'm licking up the side of your face.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
fucking
dude.
Right, dude. Fucking
right. I don't
know
anything else that I have. Oh, I had a viral tweet.
Did you?
Yeah, and I didn't know it until like 3 days later. Not viral. I got like 150 likes on a tweet.
Really?
But it was...
What did you say?
I don't even... It was like a quote tweet or something. Some girl like on Twitter was like, this is so dumb to talk about.
Oh, gosh.
Guys, I had a viral tweet go viral on Twitter. I am relevant. No, it was just funny because I didn't realize it until like 2 days later. And I was like, oh, shit. When did this happen? But some girl posted something like she was talking about some girl who was flirting with her boyfriend. She was like, I just want to take the time to thank the girl who's been flirting with my boyfriend. Today she gave him Starbucks gift cards. Thanks, honey. I love Starbucks. And I just quote tweeted with a gif of a lady crying while she's on her laptop. And I said her while tweeting this. And I got like 186, I don't remember how many, something, 100 and something likes. It wasn't that crazy.
Damn, dude. Good shit.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know. I'm probably going to promote some kind of vibrator underneath of it later.
I'm finally back on IG.
Shane is back on IG.
Yes. Follow, like, subscribe.
So that's why our Instagram has been dead. That's why Shane's been gone. He's just been partying on IG.
Pretty much.
Shane is, every day I try to get a hold of him, he's just scrolling down IG.
I'm still trying to think of what would be a good first post.
Something like really thoughtful.
Yeah. Do you want to do it tonight?
You should. Can I write you a caption?
Yeah.
But it's not going to be. It's going to be. How many followers do you have?
Like 32.
That's enough.
Yeah.
Damn, dude. The podcast got more followers than you, you fucking
Fuck
loser.
You. Fuck
so
you.
So the first thing he fucking did was make sure our podcast followed him back. What a dick. He followed. He made sure the podcast followed him back before he even followed me. What the hell is that?
Hey, man. You got to do what you got to do, bruh. Feel me?
But, yeah, I think we can wrap this up.
What time are we at now?
52 minutes, unless yeah. You got something else you want to say.
No, I'm cool.
All right, guys. Well, since Anchor is definitely out of the picture at this point, we can definitely play something.
Yeah, we're not relevant anymore.
And
This episode will definitely get like 10 views.
And I got something special.
Yeah, you got something special. Oh. Fuck yeah, dude.
See you guys next week. Or maybe never
here
again.
Comes the sun.
Might be done.
Nah, nah, nah.
Who knows? But if it is done, let's remember what we did here.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. Do-do-do. Yo, this song is good.
We always talk over the song, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
It's definitely not a thing to fade out to the song. We just keep talking over it.
Thank you guys so much for listening. Here comes the sun. Welcome back.
And also...